As of today, we've got 800 buses with the Atheist advert running across the UK, from Glasgow to Aberdeen to Devon, Manchester, York, Leeds, all across the country. We've also got 1,000 brand new adverts on the Tube network from Monday, and we're going to unveil the 4 adverts today. And we've also got 2 large animated screens showing the advert on Oxford Street.
Hello, I'm Robin Ince, and I suppose I'm one of those traditional ranting atheist comedians that have sprung up around the country. Well, it's magnificent. It's just hundreds of TV crews, and by hundreds I mean 7, I think. What we have is a large, proper double-decker bus, not a route master, which would be a marvellous thing to see, obviously, but Boris Johnson hasn't managed to get to work yet, with a not quite lurid, but a vivid purple wording of "There's probably no God, now stop worrying and enjoy your life." I suppose we're at a very early stage before we know if it has achieved anything. But I think what it will do is it is going to achieve discussion. There will be people who immediately are affronted by this, it will be ridiculous. I have looked on the internet and there are people going, oh, terrible that these things should happen. You think, well, not really, because as an atheist, I don't feel that I have to go and stand with a placard outside a church service on a Sunday. I don't feel affronted by people going every Sunday to do that. I don't feel affronted by going past Baptist churches or Anglican churches or Unitarian churches with their big signs about Jesus out the front. So this is merely the alternative opinion. And of course, it's not actually an atheist bus. I suppose technically it's an agnostic bus, because it's only "there's probably no God." It's slightly different in Britain to it is in, say, for instance, the United States of America, where there is a sense of worry about being an atheist. I think we live, hopefully, in a liberal enough country where there will be some lunatic fundamentalists who will start spouting off. As we know, there was a man called Stephen Green, who runs a group called Christian Voice, who, upon hearing about the buses, went, "I don't think people like being preached to," which was quite an ironic comment from a man who spent so long campaigning against Jerry Springer, the opera.
I'm Richard Dawkins. I was delighted by the response to the campaign in the sense of financial contributions. £135,000, all raised in, not all, but most of it raised in small contributions, £5 here, £10 there, £20 there. I think that's an amazing statement that's being made about a mood in this country. It is a most astonishing thing that if you say something religious, that's fine. But if you say something much milder that's non-religious, you're strident and shrill. We are not strident and shrill. We are just saying perfectly reasonable things. In this particular case, we're saying, think for yourself. That's all we're saying. It's not strident and shrill.